The operators of nuclear facilities and other power plants in the U.S. got an unsettling message last week. It came from the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security. Their report warned that for months now, hackers have been targeting these facilities across the U.S. and abroad. The New York Times got a copy of that report, and Nicole Perlroth is the reporter who broke the story. Nicole, what do we know so far about the companies that were targeted?
Well, we know hackers have targeted companies in the energy sector, specifically nuclear facilities, industrial control systems. We know they've targeted critical manufacturing systems, and we know they've targeted companies in the oil and gas sector. But what made this particular series of hacks disturbing was that they were really targeting nuclear facilities quality control engineers, who are the people who have access to the operational systems at nuclear facilities.
And when you say nuclear facilities, you mean nuclear power plants?
That's right.
Some news outlets are reporting that Russians are suspected of carrying out these attacks. Has the New York Times been able to pin down who's behind them?
We reported that as well, but the thing is, it's really early in this stage to say who exactly is responsible. All that investigators have told me is that for now, the MO of these hackers very much matches a group that the security industry calls energetic bear, which is basically just the security industry's nomenclature for a group of Russian hackers. We don't know exactly who they are. They are nation state backed, we think, just because of the amount of resources it takes to hack as many facilities as they've targeted, with the many ways that they have targeted them. But beyond that, we don't know exactly who they are. They could be Russian contracted hackers. They could be what Vladimir Putin calls patriotic hackers. They could be sitting in a government facility. We really just don't know. And again, even though it matches their MO in terms of techniques and the way that they're targeting these engineers, it could be anyone.
Now, we don't know who these attackers are who've been attacking these facilities, but do we have a sense of what they're after?
Yeah, we believe that they, well, first of all, let me just say, they've been specifically targeting the industrial control engineers and the quality control engineers at some of these facilities, the very people who have access to the operational systems, which I have to back up and note that at a nuclear facility, the operation systems, which control the nuclear power plant itself and the corporate computer network, are separate networks. So far, we know that hackers have been able to compromise their corporate networks and have attempted to cross that digital divide into their operational systems. Why? We don't know. I mean, in the past, there's been a number of cyber attacks that are aimed at stealing blueprints and trade secrets from some of these facilities so that other countries can use that to broaden out their own energy programs and nuclear programs. Or they could be aimed at a future attack that's more destructive. And we just don't know. And what I found particularly disturbing about the joint DHS-FBI report is that they don't seem to know either. The so-called payload that hackers used or deployed onto these people's computers has yet to be analyzed. So until that happens, we really won't know what exactly they were planning to do once they got into these systems.
In this instance, hackers weren't able to get into the control system of these facilities. What happens if they do?
You know, I have to be careful about what could happen because, again, we don't know if this attack is aimed for espionage or aimed at destruction. But the attack that comes up again and again that shows what could be done with a destructive attack of this kind is actually one that the U.S. and Israel launched against Iran back in 2010.
That was Stuxnet.
Yes. And Stuxnet, what Stuxnet did is they used a computer worm to get into the operational controls that powered Iran's nuclear uranium facility, and specifically the ones that controlled how fast its centrifuges were spun. And they were able to use Stuxnet to, in some cases, spin those centrifuges out of control. In other cases, they were able to use the worm to stop them from spinning entirely. And in the process, they successfully destroyed a fifth of Iran's centrifuges. So they really set back Iran's nuclear program. Now, those same techniques could have been used to spin those centrifuges so out of control that they caused an explosion. Back in 2012, Leon Panetta, the former Secretary of Defense, warned that some of the same techniques could be used to derail a train or derail a train carrying chemicals to cause some kind of chemical attack. So there's a whole bunch of very, very scary things that can happen. But it's important to know that in this case, hackers were not successful, as far as we know, in crossing that digital divide from their victims' corporate networks into their operational networks for now.
The report that the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security has issued, how many companies does it indicate have been hacked?
It didn't give a number, but based on our reporting, we know that more than a dozen nuclear facilities were targeted. We don't know how many were successfully compromised. The one nuclear plant that we do know was successfully compromised was Wolf Creek, which is a nuclear operating facility in Kansas. And again, there, we don't think that they bridged the divide into their operational systems, but it was clear in that case that they wanted to target the people who do have access to those systems.
Nicole Perlroth is a reporter with the New York Times. Thanks for speaking with us, Nicole.
Thanks so much for having me.